Blog Talk Radio.
Such a loser. We elected a president who lost the entire world. Can you believe that? You couldn't plan such a defeat. You couldn't plan. Unbelievable, man. Everything this guy touches turns to a mud. Unbelievable. Welcome to the Spirit of America Party and the Spirit of America Party book. Very shortly, correct shooting of a bully is going to be off the front page because ISIS just cut the throat of a 40-year-old Irishman named Foley, and they did it live on TV, and they made him denounce his country, and his poor brother is serving in the Air Force, and he blamed everything on the U.S. government. So if you want to know what it's like when you're being attacked by a terrorist, be it in Syria or in Missouri, it's the same feeling. And I'm very disappointed in the Fox News Network because they're playing the race card too. And they're accusing this guy of shooting too many bullets into a bully, a drug-laden bully. 300 pounds comes charging at you from 35 feet away and you tell him to stop and he keeps on coming and the final bullet goes into his head 3.5 feet from a policeman who was shooting off to the left. And the reason he was probably shooting off to the left is because he had a damaged eye socket after being punched by a guy who tried to take his guns. And the media, upon first announcing that this was a police brutality act, declared that that shark's pilot fish, that scumbag that was with him, who probably used the big jerk to bully other people that he couldn't beat up. You know how that works. If you've been in the streets, you know what I'm talking about. And they declared him innocent. He is as guilty as the guy that took the 6 rounds. And if you check the community, you'll find out that he is not bullying for the first time. He's a shakedown artist and a bully. And aren't they teaching in communist cucumber school that bullies are bad, except when they grow up to be 300 pounds and 18, and they can be used to play the race card in order to divide the country? I'll tell you who I feel sorry for. I feel sorry for every struggling black person who's working his ass off to try and get a leg up on a Democrat ladder that has 3 broken rungs. They never let you get a leg up. They want you down. They want you smoking out weed and cheating on your wife. That's the Democratic motto. No God, no country, no kids. Unless you're in the ghetto, and then you can have as many as you want. You can have as many husbands as you want, because they want you down. You're never going to rise. It is really sad. I feel sorry for any black person that's busting his ass today and trying to make it the hard way and goes to church. I feel sorry for those ministers that they pass the hat around in the small churches and it goes around just like in my church, faster than a frisbee. Yeah, you know what I'm saying. You're the ones that are left with the refuse. You should be on the Statue of Liberty. Because you're trying to save a community. You're trying to save little children that are trying to grow up under the influence of the devil, and somehow they're going to come out all right. Not everybody can be a Dr. Carson. And boy, don't we need more Dr. Carsons in the black community. But no, you're all sharecroppers and you're not getting a share. Yeah. Instead of getting Obama phone, we should be giving out Rosetta Stone and teaching everybody to speak English. So they're playing this up. Who's there? Jesse Jackson got ran out. They chased him out. He started to hit him up for money, and the blacks that were in the crowd said, "Hey, anybody got $100 bills for Jesse?" Yeah, so he said, "There ain't no money here. These are all a bunch of poor bastards. I'm getting out of here. I don't need this. I'm too important." But Al Sharpton, Bob Black Sheep, I call him Bob Black Sheep. Yeah, he's going to leave town with 3 bags full. Yeah, he didn't come for wool, man. Yeah, give me a break. Let's get our country back together. Then they had another shooting, and they're not announcing the colors. Colors is a new game, man. Yeah. They don't announce the colors. And if the guy is black, they won't announce the color. If the cop is black, they definitely won't announce the color. And if the guy is a Muslim, it'll take you how many years have they given Major Hassan a time off with the paycheck? Yeah. Workplace violence, Hassan. I saw a 40-minute presentation by a professor in Tennessee about the Muslim religion and jihad. And, man, you got to find this. You got to find this. You absolutely have to find this. And it is history personified. and it's the truth. And you know what one of the number one assets of the Muslim religion is? Slaves. Slaves. They've been taking slaves since Mohammed wore diapers. Yep. And today we got slavery in the United States. And I'm not talking about the ones they smuggle in here, load them up with dope and turn them out into the streets for prostitution. The ones that are coming from Latin America and Eastern Europe. Yeah, we're the devil's breeding ground, man. One day God is just going to take the sun away and say, F everybody. We're in trouble. We're in big trouble. We did it to ourselves, too. We were given a golden ticket. We were given a giant Wonka bar, and we screwed it all up. Yep. Okay, so here's my thoughts for today. I'm watching Fox, and they got this slime ball, Howard Kurtz. What he is an undercover agent for a CBS, NBC, CNN, Al Jazeera. He pretends that he's a liberal. There's no such thing as a liberal. Liberals went out in the 40s, and today they are known as communists. And until you start using the word communist, you're fighting a war you will never win. And you're probably not even fighting it. You're leaving it up to another guy. And that other guy represents 1% of the country. And he's getting kind of fed up standing up for you while you stab him in the back. And don't be surprised one day if the entire military walks off the battlefield and says, fight him yourself. Howard Kurtz on Fox and Al Jazeera. He needs a new CNN NBC costume. He needs an ermine coat, nice white ermine coat with platform shoes and LED lights, a big white hat with a leopard skin headband, and a peacock feather standing straight up. This is the way a race pimp looks. I thought I was watching Al Jazeera, the Qatari network, the network that works Bangladeshis to death, the country of Qatar has killed 4,000 Bangladeshis by working them in extreme heat and shipping their bodies home and say, thank you very much. And you can get that on National Geographic. It did not take Al Jazeera long to jump out of the jihad box of playing the race card. Communism makes a strange tent fellows. And watching Howard, I got a flashback to the Jesse James story, because Jesse James took the name of Mr. Howard, and he was living undercover, and a guy shot him in the back, and there was a song that went along with it, The Dirty Little Coward That Shot Mr. Howard. Yeah. To make matters worse, under the guise of being fair and impartial, the devil's advocate and all that other BS, Howard had a black racist, a woman on, who backflashed to the 50s, comparing the scene in Ferguson, Missouri, to the persecution in Selma of decent black people. I didn't see blacks in Selma climbing out of broken windows with mag wheels. The last time I saw Molotov cocktails was in Russia decorating Nazi tanks. Molotov cocktails were named after a communist who let his master Stalin send his wife to a concentration camp for being Jewish. Yeah. Stalin asked Molotov, is your wife Jewish? He said, yes. He says, I'm sending her to a concentration camp. Molotov said, whatever you want to do, you're the boss. So long, honey. Yeah, his heart was broken. Yeah, communists have no hearts. Remember that. That's why you're losing. You're fighting a losing battle. Okay. So let me see what I'm saying here. Okay. Oh yeah, I went on to say about the Stalin, Molotov, and the persecution of the Jews, which nobody ever talks about. They only talk about the German persecution of the Jews. But that ended in 1945. But you won't read that in communist college. And should you bring it up to your communist professor, you will fail the course. How many people have had that experience? And you don't think that you're brainwashed? All media, including Fox, led by Howard Kurtz, who showed his NBC colors, tried and convicted one very lonely cop with a broken eye socket. Remember that. Who has been Benghazi'd in his own hometown, and the media gave out his address. How's that for promoting terrorism in the media, in the communist media? Let's look at some of the other points of light. Mr. Brown was a thug and a bully, and this media wants a race war. Communist agitators came from all over the country to fuel the fire, and that cop faced two criminals. The communist media has absolved the pilot fish who was with the shark. This country is more divided, and that's not by accident. When Obama came here, we were hardly divided as we are now. He fed the flames. The communists are trying the same tactics to work up American Indians. That's the next target. Playing the genocide card. Right now it's the Redskin thing, but it's going to get real mean. But the American Indians aren't buying it. You want to know why? Because they were never slaves. They were warriors. And I dare bag holder to take their guns away. American Indians have a lot of pride about being American. They are the original American. The Indian community from India, they know what a bully this 300-pound charger was. And a survey will turn up more bully victims. The real lesson to be learned here by law enforcement is no cop should be in a car alone. Tomorrow they should change the law. No cop rides alone in a police car. There's got to be two guys in the car. How would you like to be on the road, dimly lit, at 1:30 in the morning, pulling over a guy that was speeding, and there's three guys in the car, and you're asking for ID? Would you want that job? No, you wouldn't. And you wouldn't stop that guy. So Brown was a thug and a bully, and he got what was coming to him. Then a survey will turn up more bully victims. The real lesson to be learned here by law enforcement is no cop should be in a car alone. The media tried to get that cop killed in his home. They gave out his home address. How would you like to be his wife and kids? You kiss your husband goodbye in the morning, he's off to work, and then you turn on the TV and he's being hunted. He's being hunted by Black Panthers and Occupy Wall Street types. The first arrest warrant should go to CNN, the Communist News Network, followed by NBC, nothing but communists. And two worn-out cliches should be shelved. Let's get some new cliches, you provocateurs. Yeah, no justice, no peace. Get something original. And what do we want and when do we want it? Come on, that's kindergarten talk. Get some new slogans, provocateurs and communist stuntmen. Al Jazeera staged a confrontation to fan fires. They pulled a stunt on a cop. Camera crew, they were in a Burger King, and they gave the cop a hard time. And they try to make the cop look bad. They're no good. They're on a jihad kick, a media jihad. Malik Shabazz needs to get a country. Did you see this rat turn up? Was he the one celebrating 9-1-1 while DNA dust was rising over New York? Was he in Washington, D.C. at a press conference with a Syrian imam who looked like the Kentucky colonel, celebrating and joking about 9-1-1 and Laura Bush? Check YouTube and see if you can find that schedule. I believe it was the National Press Club. Hey, Fox, if you're going to go after and play the race card, and do some due diligence, and it wouldn't hurt you to learn the words of Waltzing Matilda. So if you're going to BS somebody, at least you can do it in a two-step. I am going to dedicate this tune to... Let me see if I can find it. It's a good tune. It's the Democrat National Anthem. It's one of the many. The International is also one. You ever hear the Communist International? They play that at the flag-burning ceremony at the Democrat Convention. Let's see what we got here. We're looking for the word. I'm getting close. Here we are. Please stand. And we will dedicate this tune, the new national anthem of the communist media and the party of death, formerly the Democrat Party, now the Communist Party. People wronged in this country, and one day they're all going to get justice, and it's all going to happen at the same time. Let's see, there's a report. Rexen Ryu is Hegel's new chief of staff. Whatever happened to John Smith? Did Hegel convert to Brennan CIA Islam? More and more I hear that Brennan, the head of the CIA, is a Muslim. Did you know that? 10 years ago, in 1990 or something like that, he converted when he was in Saudi Arabia. I know Bill Clinton converted in Texas when Bush was meeting down there in a hotel with, I think it was King Fahd, and Bush, and Clinton showed up and converted. No, not to Islam. He converted the reals to dollars. Yeah. So I got it in for Hegel. I saw Hegel give a speech to GIs that were made to stand at attention. He wouldn't even tell them at ease. And he told them there was budget cuts coming. Imagine telling that to privates, guys that just joined, the optimists of America. And he told them there were budget cuts coming and that we all have to tighten our belts. You think he tightened his belt? Yeah. Yeah, we all have to tighten our belts. How about Kim Kardashian? Let's see her tighten her belt. She's making 100 G's a day. Can you believe that? I can't believe that. I got to see those figures again. This guy can't even give up candy for Lent. Today he receives my order of lemon with the hammer and sickle first class. I have never seen a president surround himself with more incompetence. It is like he got up one day and said, who are the worst people in the world that can help me destroy this country? And then another headline says, Obama asks a big business to support amnesty. I thought he was the ghetto champion, the community organizer of Park Avenue. Oh, I played those chumps. They carried my water. But now I'm in the big time. I need to be where I belong. A bartender, white champagne. I will keep a few buzzwords around for the rallies, like brother. Yeah. And honky. But I know where the money is, and Clinton can't have it all. Would you like to hear my battle cry? Four. Do you mind if I play through? Oh, that ladder's not for you. We demo commos broke the bottom three rungs so people like you never get a leg up. Smoke your weed and stay down. And sidebar to big greedy business, stay out of politics and take your government bribe money and give it to your employees and build the dream, which means more profits are for you. The only lobby should be in a hotel and you ring a little bell. One term per termite, that solve cuts out, that reduces graft by 80%. One term per termite, especially judges. Yeah, we get them off their big asses. You better start looking for another job, Your Honor. Your term is almost up, and you can't have another one. Imagine that. They're going to get rid of the Democrats, the Democamos, the Democrats, the Communist Party. The No God, No Country, No Flag Party. Would you believe 48 Democrats, senators, voted to burn the flag? You don't believe that, right? Because you're reading the Times. Did you know that the Times gave the secrets of Star Wars to the Russians? Yeah, and you can get it tomorrow. Yep, it's in their political science section, or their scientific section. And another thing we could do, why do we have to pay for these guys to campaign live on TV? Whatever happened to drums say? Drums say, don't run for office. What about smoke signals? Smoke say, one term per termite. Yeah. We don't have to give these guys big fancy money. What are they doing? They're paying off the same media that supports them, and they're using your tax money to do it. Everything is bought and paid for by you. If you ever come out of your house tomorrow and every sucking leech that is getting a piece of your action was outside, the goddamn line would be 5 miles long. Oh, I'll take a little money for AIDS research. I'll take a little money for farts for the arts. I'll take a little money for the UN so they can send the Human Rights Commission into Missouri. The UN doesn't belong in the United States. It belongs in a sewer in Paris. The only donation the UN should get is one towel and one bar of soap and a Japanese sayonara. So, let's see what he says. Yep, never give them a leg up. The only lobby should be in a hotel. one term per termite, especially judges, $1 maximum champagne contribution. Be you Chinese GE or Joe the Merchant. $1. I want to go to the battlefield having the same weapons as my enemy does. I don't want to have what happened to a farmer in upstate New York and his wife that ran a wedding reception hall in their big barn. And they happened to be a deeply religious lovers of Jesus Christ. And two lesbians wanted to have a wedding reception there, and they said, we respectfully decline because we're Christians and we believe in the Bible. And so the head of the New York Mafia, Mario Cuomo, who says you don't need 30 bullets to kill a deer, so he's cutting down on the ammunition size of the American people. He sent his Gestapo down there and they fined those struggling farmers $13,000 for a human rights violation. And all their rights were violated because they didn't count because they were Americans. Yeah. Mario Cuomo, you know that they're going to do a remake of The Deer Hunter and he's going to be in it? Yeah, he's going to be the Viet Cong that tortures Robert De Niro. Yeah, unbelievable. Okay, let's see what else we got going here. I'll give you a tune, and we'll. It is really sad that they cut that guy Foley's head off, and YouTube took the video down. And I got a picture of a GI, head only, probably in Fallujah. And you know Fallujah, the war, the battle we sent the Marines in to take the city, and they were halfway finished mopping up the city, and the State Department decided that they were going to sue for peace, and so they pulled them all out, and they had negotiations with the terrorists, and the terrorists walked out of the negotiations, and the Marines were sent back in to die again. Yeah, you know who should have went in front of the Marines? The State Department. They should have tied them on berm busters. You know what berm busters are? They just cut up the sand dunes in front of them. They put them on the front of personnel carriers and tanks. That's what that's where those State Department officials should have been. They should have been tied to the front of the first wave of berm busters and given a camera so they could take head-on pictures of the bullets. Yeah. Wait till American justice finally surfaces, man. There's going to be a lot of people on the run. They're going to be on the run. Did you ever see the movie The Wind That Shakes the Barley? Did you ever see the movie Michael Collins? It's about the British suppression of the Irish. And the Irish had no weapons. They had no defense. They couldn't stand up against, I think they were called 18-pounder guns. So they had to resort to mafia tactics. And there's a British officer and he's getting dressed in the morning and a guy walks in and puts a bullet in him. And when America has to go underground, go see The Wind That Shakes the Barley and see how it's done. Because that's what's going to happen in this country. Unless the military decides they're going to stand up for the American people and defend the Constitution. But if Obama succeeds in busting out the military and they're his people, and a survey in 29 Palms some years ago discovered that 21% of military, when ordered to fire upon American civilians, will do it. So it's going to be another civil war, and man, you have no idea how bad that was. So while I look up my next gripe, I'm going to play a tune that should bring us all together as Americans. And we'll remember a brave American who went there to Syria to expose the jihadists who are practicing their religion. The most deeply religious Muslims in the world are jihadists. The ones who flew the planes into the World Trade Center were saints in the Muslim religion. They went straight to paradise. And you can't say that the Muslims are wrong about that. It's their religion. And you have no right to say anything. And if you do, they will cut your tongue out.
Yeah, we're rolling.
Okay.
Quiet, boy.
Just you know why. Why you and I will by and by know true love ways. Sometimes we'll sigh, sometimes we'll cry, and just you and I know true love ways. Throughout the day, our true love ways will bring us joys to share with those who really care. Sometimes we'll sigh, sometimes we'll cry, and we'll know why just you and I know true love was.
Okay, when they broke the news that this Foley had been beheaded, it was up on YouTube, but it only was up there for about 20 minutes, and then YouTube took it down because it was too violent. It is really sad. It's absolutely sad. I remember the Jewish guy in Iraq, young Jewish guy, was there, and they cut his head off live on TV. And it was so botched up, and they had a dull blade, and they were hacking and hacking for about probably a full minute or 2 minutes, and you could hear the guy screaming. It's really sad, man. Then they hold the head up. They're, you know, they're great, man. And you know that the World Trade Center bombers, you know, they practiced on camels, slitting the throats of camels. Yeah. And so... Yeah, Peter never did an ad about that. Well, anyway, somebody came out and said you can find this video, but I tried it and I couldn't find it. But somebody's paying him a compliment, and the guy's name is Larry that let everybody find this video. Well done on this one. It should be viewed in every school and church in America and beyond. For anyone not believing, let's take ISIS and their present warning. I'll see you in New York as one example. What gets me is that these idiots think their tactics have us locked up with fear. Locked up with rage would be a more accurate statement. In my book, The Spirit of America, I pay a tribute to the great spirit of America. And when we put all this miscellaneous crap aside that the communists are using to pit one against the other, and we unite as one nation, there is nothing that can stop us anywhere on earth. And I also say that we are slow to anger, but then once we get mad, we are very slow to become peaceful. And you don't need any examples that we haven't already done, because you only have to go to some of the Japanese islands and to see what happens when we decide that you really want to die. Yeah. And having said that, it looks like there's a big draw in Europe. Let's see here, 220, oh, first prize is 220,000. 508 euros. That's not a big prize. We got them. We can do that in grammar school here. Okay. A couple of keystrokes and I'm in Alaska. We got a guy running up in Alaska who's a great guy. He's running for the Senate. But before he can even get to first base, he has to run the hurdles that are put up there by Karl Rove and the Blue Blood Republicans, the Grey Poupon Republicans. So I found a radio station up there, which is one of the best radio most listened to radio stations, and I sent them a little tribute to the people of Alaska, and I plugged Joe Miller. And here's what I said. A couple of keystrokes and I'm in Alaska. That is amazing, right? When you think of, I can remember when there was no computers and everything was faxes. Some of my fax bills for overseas business was 10 grand a month. Imagine that, and a phone bill? Yeah. Sometimes my wife wouldn't let me in the house for 4 years. Yeah, near a phone. Yep, and it was all rainbow chasing. It never materialized. It was all a waste of time. But that's the worst part about doing a review of life, all the time that you wasted. And we all do it. I just want to talk about a waste of time. Just look at Obama. A couple of keystrokes and I'm in Alaska. We 911 New Yorkers really admire the Alaskan people. True survivors and pioneers. Notice I identify myself as a 911 New Yorker because there's a lot of New Yorkers here that have no idea what that means. They're the ones that complain about DNA dust on their windowsill. True survivors and pioneers are the Alaskans, the last of the great American breed. When I see those crab and halibut fishermen braving icy waters, or the gold miners or the farmers, I am reminded what our ancestors went through to build the great spirit of America. And that includes the great spirit of the American Indian. And do not let the communists go and turn the American Indian against the American people. They won't do it. But when you see white men playing a black man for a communist goal, you know it's not good. When you see white men playing red men to achieve a communist goal, you know it's not good. And when you see a handful of Judases betraying their own people, you know it's not good. Yesterday I watched the two Russians parade in space, in the space that we conquered under American presidents, and now they won't even let us hitch a ride. We are like Pavlov's dogs being housebroken for communism. The Democrat Party has long abandoned the principles of our grandfathers and grandmothers. To me, it resembles the Communist Party. The Rhino Party is now the Democrat Party and spends all its time and money defeating Republicans who wish to remain conservative. The saddest thing to witness was an Alaskan mom and governor being mocked for being outside the communist box. Her biggest crime was having kids and supporting God and country. The communists have a surefire tactic to defeat Americans. It is called assassination by ridicule. And one of the instruments of torture is SNL, which is an NBC, nothing but communist network. Sarah Palin never said she could see Russia from her kitchen window. But today in the USA, 50% of the brainwashed Americans believe she did. In my father's time, if you made fun of his daughter, he would reply with his short work rule, "I'm going to make short work of this guy." Can you imagine what would be waiting outside David Letterman's stage door if he had said that he hoped Sarah's youngest daughter would get raped by A-Rod in the seventh inning stretch of a ball game? Imagine saying that on national TV to 3-4 million Americans. Divide and conquer is the game. A broken nation is the shame. Alaska has a golden opportunity to prevent our country from falling into international communist hands. Communists are throughout the world, and they all are looking at us. And all of these riots that are going on in Missouri, the communists are playing that footage in the Middle East, and they're playing it in Africa. So my choice for the Senate, let me see if I did this right. We have to checkmate a president who does not love the USA. We need the Senate. My choice is Joe Miller. I read his blogs every day. He's got a nice website. He comes out and tells you what's going on. Just for that alone is a full-time job. According to the polls, which I don't trust, he is down. I stopped a long time ago of voting for the lesser of two evils. I have done that for so long, I can't do it anymore. I now vote for the best servant of the people. So, Joe Miller, I wish you well in the upcoming election, and I hope Alaska shows us the way back to freedom. Alaska is a great country. You see those guys working on those boats, crab boats and halibut boats, man. And there's a picture. If you look for Sarah Palin, there's a picture of her pulling in a net on an icy boat working with her husband. These people up there, man, they do it. They do it all. They do it all. So I have things to do. You want to know what my things to do are? Rick Perry needs to call the president of Mexico and bring Marine Sergeant Tamaresi home, or else a boycott. A one-day boycott of Mexico will put an end to this. Already the president is upset, the president of Mexico, who nobody knows his name. Nobody knows how the government of Mexico works. And 99% of Americans do not know who the president of Mexico is. I don't even know. I heard it once. I can't remember it. But he got upset when Rick Perry put 2,000 troops on the border. He don't like that. You know what else he ain't going to like? When the word goes out for 24 hours, nothing into Mexico, nothing out of Mexico. You know what you do? You close all of the gates and bridges, and you put guys there with big Mexican hats on our side taking a siesta with the chair leaning against the door. Yeah, that's what you do. One day, nothing to Cozumel, cancel all the reservations. Nothing for Cancun, cancel all the reservations. One day, and I guarantee you, they'll give Tamaresi a parade back home. But you see, America has lost its liberty bells. Do you know that during the time that the Muslims were first attacking us, in the days of Stephen Decatur, and they were capturing American ships and taking the crews and selling the crews into slavery? Do you know what the war cry was in this country? You ready for this? This should be the war cry in the House and the Senate. Millions for defense, not a penny for tribute. You think about that, and what are we doing? We're going around the world buying friends, and if we didn't have cash, we wouldn't have a friend in the world. So what kind of friend do you have if you need money to keep them happy? That's not a friend. Okay. Let's see. Rick Perry needs to call the president of Mexico and bring Sergeant Tamarisi home, or else a boycott. Nothing in, nothing out. And then we can teach our president what a red line really looks like. And here's a good suggestion. All you people out there that know that the American school system is now the communist school system, and it's a tool for brainwashing and teaching anti-Americanism and busting up the language of the country. Okay? You know it's a hoo-ha house of learning. There's a solution. The solution is internet schools. It is time to put the best teaching program, including patriotic and religious values, on the internet. All grades, complete 1 year of school, all grades. And you never miss a day. If you're sick, you can catch up. I am sure there are people and teachers out there that would love to see a program from preschool to college. And it can be done on something like YouTube. Parents who can't afford private school can now have the same advantage as more fortunate students. And you don't have to get a voucher. You just hit boot me up. And now we got another suggestion. Equal protection under the law. If a small town is threatened by the communist-founded ACLU, Roger Baldwin was a communist. He founded the ACLU. If a small town is threatened with a lawsuit to remove religious articles, they bow to financial pressure. The cost of fighting a money machine. It is cheaper to cave in. If a merchant is fined more than a week's pay, usually they plead guilty under intimidating cost of fighting a money machine. It is cheaper to cave in. And if he goes wants to go to fight the court system, they'll tell him, look, the fine is $2,500. If you go see the judge, it's going to be $5,000. What do you want to do? And you're going to have to come back for another trial. What do you want to do? What do you think he's going to do? Just wants to get the evil behind him. So if you go before the judge and you lose, the fine will be greater. If you plead guilty, the fine will be less and you won't have to reappear. That's not equal justice under the law. Agencies or individuals should be afforded an attorney no charge in order to receive justice. Let's pass that law. If they can take our tax money and use it against us with fines and levies, we should be able to take the same tax money and use it for our defense. And you'd put an end to a lot of crap real quick. Okay, you've been good. We're going to do a little rain music.
Let me your Cadillac.
next time when we rendezvous, I'm going to have the website of that professor of Islam down in Tennessee. It's a 40-minute, it's on YouTube, it's 40 minutes, and man, it is an eye-opener. It is going to shock the pants off of you, and as it did me. I'm on Walid Shubat's website. This is a Christian, a converted Christian from Islam. And he's got some headlines, which I'm just going to read the headlines. Either U.S. or Turkey must leave NATO. So Turkey has now gone over to the jihad side. And Erdogan, who is the president of Turkey, believes that it is time for the rise of Islam. And he got real upset because in his campaign for the presidency, somebody said he had Armenian blood in him, and he denied it vehemently. And the reason that it's a put-down is because the Turks murdered 1,250,000 Armenians, and they refused to admit that it was genocide. The Armenians are Christians. So here's what, so he mentioned, Walid Shubat says, Turkey must leave NATO. Muslims take Christians and slit their throats, hang their bodies on crosses, and rape Christian girls in front of their parents. Muslims boast and gloat about the necessity of killing Christians. Each one of these is a link. You can click on it. U.S. are fighting ISIS in Iraq while Bashar al-Assad are fighting ISIS in Syria. And they had a horrible picture. Oh, did you see this one? And Jake Tapper is marching with the demonstrators in Ferguson, Missouri. And behind them is a guy holding a sign up that says, ISIS is here. While reporting on the protest riots in Ferguson, Missouri, CNN's Jake Tapper spent 2 minutes on camera walking and talking with one of the protesters. As Tapper was speaking with a black man who had some controversial language on his clothing, he entirely missed the biggest story. How's that? Want to hear the rest of it? See if Wallet's got any insight. While walking directly behind Tapper was someone holding up a sign that said, ISIS is here, a reference to the extremist Muslim group in Syria and Iraq that has been committing genocide and mass beheadings. Some might argue that Tapper may not have seen the ISIS supporter immediately over his shoulder. Assuming that's true, why did no one back into CNN studio speak into Tapper's earpiece and tell him? Obviously, the much more significant story than what was on the black man's shirt was what was on the sign behind Tapper. Some additional irony ended at the end of the clip when Tapper proclaimed that there's no tear gas, no rubber bullets, no shotgun shells, just a lot of conversation and chanting. Don, back to you. Hey, Jake. How about the ISIS is here sign over your shoulder? Oh, man. Persecuted Christian woman sends out a message. Tell the world what is happening to us. The world doesn't care, honey. The world is partying and can't wait for the next drug shipment. Well, that's Wallet's hit piece for tonight. ISIS is true Islam. And they got a picture of a guy that's been crucified. Looks like they burned his body, too. Let's see here. The ideas of extremism, radicalism, and terrorism have nothing to do with Islam, and their opponents are the enemy number one of Islam, the kingdom's top cleric said. He cited jihadists for the Islamic State that has declared a caliphate straddling parts of Iraq and Syria, and the global Al-Qaeda terror network. Really? ISIS and Al-Qaeda do not represent Islam? Muslims frequently say that we, the critics of Islam, know nothing about Islam. They relentlessly exhaust us with this statement that ISIS terrorists do not understand a true Islam. I finally capitulate. They are correct. The truth is no one truly understands true Islam, neither Muslim scholars nor Muslims in general. Even the best of the secular critics don't understand it. The only way to fully understand Islam is to be the devil himself. Not even Khalif al-Baghdadi, the head of the ISIS, understands true Islam, for he is unaware that he worships the devil in disguise as God. He sits around calling ourselves experts, and we argue over jihad, and it has many meanings. Then we talk about stealth jihad and creeping Sharia. Then we talk about how to reform Islam. So we elevate well-dressed groom Muslims to promote the new form of reformed Islam. The Muslim world looks at us and laughs, saying that we do not understand true Islam, regardless that if we point the finger at the extremists or the moderates. Sheikh Yusuf al-Qaradawi, the most prominent Sunni Muslim scholar, for sure he would understand true Islam, looks at us mockingly saying, they speak of the one Islam as revealed by Allah. They speak not of the one Islam as revealed by Allah, but of manufactured Islams, plural, several different Islams, which they desire to create. Sometimes they even divide Islam by regions. There is an Asian variety of Islam. Then we have the African Islam. Sometimes, according to the ages, there is the Prophet's era of Islam, Rashidi Islam, Umayyad Islam, Abbasid Islam, Ottoman Islam, and modern Islam. Sometimes, according to race, there is Arab Islam, Indian Islam, Turkish Islam, and the Islam of the Malaysian, and so on and so forth. Sometimes, according to the doctrine, there is Sunni Islam and Shiite Islam. They even divide the Sunni and Shia into divisions. New divisions have been created. There is revolutionary Islam, reactionary Islam, radical Islam, classical Islam, right-wing Islam, leftist Islam, orthodox Islam, modern Islam, and finally political Islam, as practiced by CIA Chief Brennan and President of the United States. I'll be anything you want me to be. Obama bin Laden. The truth is that these divisions are all unacceptable in the eyes of a Muslim, and there is only one Islam which has no partners, which recognizes no other. It is the first Islam, the Islam of the Quran and Sunnah. Accusing Islam with Politics by Dr. Joseph Qaradawi. Okay, so we said that. We'll give you a little taste of Islam tonight. And we're in trouble. We're in big trouble. We lost our country, and we may not get it back. Should I leave with a tune, or should I just say a sayonara? Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah, we'll give you a short one. We'll give you the U.S. Marine Corps playing Auld Lang Syne, Auld Lang Syne.